KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Write what you know is the advice writers often get, which in L.A. unfortunately means a lot of scripts about private school tuition and Prius driving. So it's probably better to say, write what you know as long as it doesn't make you seem like a privileged jerk. I have a friend who went through some big changes in his life recently, and the more he thought about it, the more he thought his story, with some modifications, of course, like everyone should be better looking, would make a great TV show. But about 5 minutes into pitching his idea to his agent stopped him. Just because you're going through something, his agent said, doesn't make it a show. But if you're any good at all at this writing business, you're always looking for something real, something special to write about, as long as it doesn't make you look like a privileged jerk. I know you're going to hate this, writer friends say to each other after one of them has just unburdened himself about his divorce or his disappointing children or his impossible parents or his financial disasters. I know you're going to hate this, we say, but that would make a great show. So, 2 weeks ago, I found myself in the office of a hematologist, which is a word they use because the other word is oncologist, and he was giving me some alarming possible outcomes about a series of blood tests I was tricked into allowing. My feeling is no tests means no bad news. And he left to get the results, and he looked down at my iPad, and he pointed to it, and he said, "Promise me you're not going to go on the internet while I'm getting these results." "Okay," I said. "No, seriously, right now, Google is not your friend." "Okay," I said, "I won't go on the internet." And he left the room, and I immediately went on the internet, and for 20 terrifying minutes, I Googled all of the terms and possibilities he had just described to me. And the result was that in 20 minutes, I went from a guy who had a couple of odd blood irregularities he was checking out to a guy who was hoping, based on 20 minutes of Googling, that he had a certain kind of leukemia that doesn't kill you right away and that apparently there's a pill for. I mean, that was the best option I could identify on Google. I was hoping for leukemia. My fingers were crossed for leukemia. "You went on the internet, didn't you?" the doctor said when he returned with some preliminary results to find me staring slack-jawed into space. And then he told me that the initial tests were okay, but he still wanted to do a few more, including one with the alarming words bone and marrow and biopsy, and I guess I'll be doing those this week. But my new attitude is, Google is not my friend. There are things I don't need to know right now. "You're going to hate this," a friend of mine said when I told him the story, "but that would make a great show. Sort of unlikable guy gets some kind of awful cancer, then changes his life. There's a funny scene in the waiting room with the iPad. Eventually he recovers, or not, depending on which way you want to go with it." "I'd like to go with the way that he recovers," I said. "Sure, yeah. I mean, obviously," my friend said. "On the other hand, you've got to write what you know." And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll write what we don't know. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.